He said it during the campaign, and on his trip to Asia, he said it again right to Chinese President Xi Jinping's face. The U.S. is getting a rotten trade deal with China.
I do not blame China or any other country, of which there are many, for taking advantage of the United States on trade. If their representatives are able to get away with it, they are just doing their jobs.
Was it just campaign rhetoric that Trump now keeps repeating as president, or is China taking advantage of the USA on trade? Bill Bishop writes the Cynicism China newsletter and the weekly Axios China newsletter. Bill, I love cynicism, cynicism. Can you explain, though, what is at the heart of the U.S.-China trade dilemma? I mean, I did really poorly in economics, by the way, so please talk to me as if I'm a first grader.
You know, there are a couple of issues here. One is the Trump administration and his team seem to be focused on this idea that if trade is not balanced, we're getting a raw deal. And that isn't really correct. However, when it comes to the massive trade deficit with China, there are actually real structural issues that the Chinese have put in place that do fundamentally make the relationship unfair.
So what are those structural issues that means the U.S. is getting the short end of the stick here?
There are tariffs. There are restrictions on investments. You know, when you look at the sectors that Chinese companies can invest in and sell in the U.S., a much broader set of sectors and industries than U.S. companies can operate or invest in China. You know, and the thing is you don't have to listen to President Trump. If you listen to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you listen to the various Chamber of Commerce's in China, U.S. Chamber of Commerce's in China, if you listen to large U.S. businesses, most of them are very unhappy with how they've been treated in recent years by the Chinese government. And they have been starting increasingly to lobby the U.S. government to do something about it.
Yes. So if we look at some of the industries that China is seemingly big on right now and will grow, we're talking about cloud computing, high tech, solar, electric cars. What are the protectionist trade policies that China has in place for those industries? And how could it affect America's interest in those same industries?
Well, so China has rolled out this sort of Made in China 2025 plan where they've effectively identified key emerging and key high technology industries that they want to dominate. So it's actually, if you read it, it's kind of like a blueprint to take over in these industries from the U.S. and from Europe and especially from Germany. And those industries, several of them are actually protected by the Chinese government, while at the same time they're trying to invest and acquire and in some cases steal the technology from overseas.
And when you say protected, what does that mean actually?
There are tariffs. Some companies, U.S. companies, are not allowed to invest in there, or foreign companies can't invest in those areas. There's some stuff that came out of the recent Trump visit to Beijing. Beijing, they keep talking about reform and opening, how to open the economy. And certainly the economy is more open in many areas than it was, you know, 25 years ago. But it's still very much a controlled and managed economy with a pretty mercantilist approach to trading with the rest of the world.
Explain what you mean by a mercantilist approach to the rest of the world.
Well, you know, it's basically to use trade for their own benefit. And, you know, in many ways, I think the President Trump and the Chinese actually kind of understand each other because he is, again, he's not wrong about diagnosing the problem. And so when you look at mercantilist, you know, it's basically they're trying to get rich by screwing over the foreigners through trade. The Chinese didn't invent this, but it's definitely something that goes against, in many ways, the World Trade Organization, of which China is a part. And part of what you're seeing with, I think, the Trump team and other business organizations and other foreigners who've been dealing with China for a long time is a real sense of frustration because there was this belief that when China acceded to the WTO, the World Trade Organization, that it was going to lead to much more liberalization and that China would start really playing by the rules. And yet we've seen that that isn't really the case. And so there's just kind of this frustration that's building for a long time. Trump has come along. He's tapped into lots of pockets of frustration, including in this community, crystallizing into, I think, what looks like is going to be a fairly significantly shift towards a more tougher policy towards China, at least on trade.
Bill Bishop with the Cynicism China newsletter and the weekly Axios China newsletter. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.